Hello, this week in the FCL fans, welcome to an FCL special report. I am Andrew the Elk Kelk, and today we'll be highlighting one of our favorite players from the early days of the FCL. As we've watched these matches, we've seen some people come up, people with big personalities, a lot of movie trivia knowledge, and people who are hungry to make a name for themselves, whether it's to move up or just to take that title. And there's no difference in the man that we're going to be speaking to today. You may recognize him as a very stylish gentleman, a man with a lot of class, a lot of taste, and a very impressive performance in his first match, but it wasn't enough to keep the powers that be from cracking down. They don't like what he's doing. So Brad Gilmore said, "You are out." That's right, the first ever suspension in the FCL handed down. I personally think this is an unfair suspension. I feel like they were cracking down on my guest today. But without further ado, and thanking him for all of his time, as he is so busy, I know it, but he's taking a moment to speak with us and to you, the lucky fans of this week in the FCL. Please welcome to the return, our special report, Andrew Furtado.
Oh, boy. All right. How you doing, Andrew? As you
Mr.
can see,
I've
traded in my blazer for a robe, but I'm still trying to remain multi-layered.
Well, as the former best dressed man in movie trivia here online, I got to tell you, you can snazz it up once in a while, but at home, it's okay. Get dressed down. This is, in fact, a casual conversation, Mr. Furtado. I just wanted to sit down with one of my favorite competitors from the first few weeks of the FCL and learn a little bit more about you. And in order to yes, we're gonna go ahead and we are going to start off with something nice and easy, because I want this to be a conversation between the two of us until we get into a few of the more FCL-related topics. But let's start with movie trivia itself. Obviously, we can assume that you came from the Schmodown. That got your attention. You saw a few matches. You liked what you saw. But what else about your journey has brought you here to this place? What made Andrew Furtado want to be not just a movie trivia competitor, but a movie trivia champion?
Well, you know, I've been in the trivia world, so to speak, for the past like 10 years. You know, I moved to LA in 2009 and very quickly found myself being smarter than most people. And given that, that gift, like, you know, like a good psychic knows that they have to share it. So I actually would go out and I'd perform trivia at many of venues, a lot of bars at first, and then eventually going into a few clubs and tournaments and taking home wins. You know, I did, as you saw, I went horror trivia multiple times. You know, I go to bars, and my wife is very smart with non-film trivia as well as film trivia. So we demolished, you know, any normal bar trivia and left people signing autographs, and people came up to us to offer us drinks. You know, we would pay, obviously, with the bar tabs that we would win. And, you know, and so it's always been a passion and something that I love to do. And the fact that I get to do it now to a greater audience of people who, for the most part, have been very welcoming, fan-wise, more so than administration-wise. It's been fantastic.
Well, you certainly have had some interesting times in the FCL so far, but I got to say, from the sounds of that answer, Andrew, it sounds to me like this isn't something you actively sought out. This was a clamoring. This was the fans kind of doing a groundswell, a real movement to get you to move forward into new opportunities in movie trivia and share your talents with the world. Would you say that's an accurate assessment?
I was actually truly, like my original promo said, I was approached by the man himself of the movie trivia Schmodown, Christian Harloff, to take part. And he said, you know, it's kind of like an overall interview thing. Obviously, you're in. But we do a draft, so we're going to put your name in there. And I said, great. I knew a few of the managers, as far as, you know, people who probably put my word in. And I waited for the draft. I, as you saw online, I was very quiet. I didn't want to be cocky and rude and kind of, you know, making a noise before the draft actually took place, because I was told it was a sure thing. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. My name wasn't pulled. And I realized that I went the wrong route with it. I should have maintained confidence and made a voice for myself. So the minute the draft was over, I started making my voice, because the minute that the FCL was announced, I knew that needed to be where I needed to be. I went in there and started making waves. And my first retweet from the Schmodown universe was a very threatening video where I took a scene from one of my favorite movies of all time, The Last Action Hero, and Arnold Schwarzenegger takes the Schmodown logo, throws it out, and the FCL is where it lands. And that's where I landed. And I don't take this opportunity lightly, but I feel like I've been taking it too seriously to the point where some of the administration is, I don't want to be a broken record. I'm not making excuses. You know, I don't make excuses, but it's not my fault.
Well, it sounds to me like maybe some bad advice came your way. And I think from the sounds of it, that there are two mistakes that were made by the managers in the Schmodown. From what we've seen of you so far, Mr. Furtado, obviously you've got a lot of personality, a good amount of knowledge. I think maybe those managers might have missed out. But mistake number two is got to be making you feel like you were overlooked in the draft, the way that I'm feeling right now, like it was a missed opportunity. Because let me tell you, from the time that we've spoken so far, as delightful as that has been, I've got to say, I don't think once someone does give you the permission to go loud that you're ever going to back down. So those managers are going to be hearing a lot more from you next season when the draft rolls around again, aren't they?
Oh, don't you worry about it. I don't know how to shut up. You've seen people talk about it on Twitter, how I have no off button, and they're right, Maxwell. I don't have an off button. Not you. You're not Maxwell. I'm talking specifically to another competitor who has not participated yet, but seems to have the loudest mouth. So, Maxwell, looking out for you.
Yes, watching Twitter, all the FCL competitors. I have noticed a lot of fire from FCL competitors on Twitter. You obviously get involved in that, as does Mr. Maxwell Haddad, I believe is who you're referring to. We've got some fun back and forth with some people, but definitely you've been in the mix. What is it about Twitter that you enjoy getting out there, talking to the fans, and who do you think you've had the most fun going back and forth with so far?
Something to do on the crapper. That's pretty much it. That's the best thing to do about it being an overweight man. I'm on there a lot. So having something to do and keep updating, keep fresh, boom, Twitter, that's my thing. Obviously toilet paper and washing my hands as well. But I have a lot of fun talking on there. I love seeing David Campbell and Nick Marley going at it. They are hysterical going on there. A lot of fun voices are on there. And I don't try to start anything that I can't finish, sign any checks I can't cash. So I try to stay out of other people's business as much as I can. But the minute I'm brought in, baby, you just ignited a fire and invited a person who's going to take all the drinks home with them that night. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You do seem like the kind of man who can keep the place going all night long and then shut it down at 2 a.m. and take the party back home with you, Mr. Furtado. I've no doubt.
After the party, there's the after party. And after the after party, there's my house.
And after all those after parties and possibly a little bit of studying, if you even need to do such a thing, there will be a match coming up in your future. We haven't talked directly about it yet, but I did mention it's a return. It's a return to glory, to grace for Mr. Furtado. Your suspension will be over. No longer will you be kept back from the fans of the FCL, and you will be stepping back into that ring. Now, I know you were a bit disappointed with the outcome of your first match, gamely fought, but not the way you wanted it to go. And now you're coming back in with the extra fire of a suspension behind you, of management not having your back, not standing with you, of punishing you merely for speaking out. What does that do to a competitor like you when you're getting back into the ring against another opponent?
Yeah, no, I don't know if you've ever been suspended in school, Andrew, but I have many a times. I can tell by your eyebrow piercing that you might have had a rebellious streak and said no to a few bits of authority.
Well, once or twice suspended in school. Fun fact for all the viewers out there, the eyebrow piercing came at age 30, so not a high school thing. But I definitely do share a few traits with that individual you're talking about. Those who watched me on the movie Trivia Face Off will know I was not the nicest, the cuddliest. I wanted to get in there and do some damage. That's what I'm talking about. It's that fire. It's that urge to fight back. And There is nothing in my mind that can make you kind of burn with a passion in any kind of competition than being shut out, than being left out. Were you the last kid picked in school? Well, next game, you're going to throw that dodgeball through some kid's head. Were you the one who was suspended? Well, look out, because now you're coming back and you have a vengeance on your mind. Is that right, Mr. Furtado?
You took the words right out of my mouth. This entire suspension, I have been focusing on watching movies. I even created my own video store, Negative Influence Video. It is, I don't have any members, but that is okay. I have membership cards. I will send you, I will send Chris one. I'll send, well, Ryan doesn't like me so much, so he can stuff it. And Keith, well, I have a band list, my friend. I have been watching movies, I think, the entire time of my suspension. I've taken time off work. I told my wife, you know, excuse me, while I watch the movies, you take the dogs to the other room. I need to focus. I need to write down things. I've expanded my vocabulary to my right. I am staring at, I'm a big Blu-ray collector, and I have close to 2,000 films there. I have some behind me here. I make my own box sets. I've been very, very busy taking time to craft while also focusing on my craft. And it's oddly enough, it's been Brad saying, you're not good enough, go away. But really, it's him saying, sir, we believe in you so much. We want you to focus. We want you to have some drive. I've really turned around, and I feel like I should be saying thank you, Brad. Thank you, PLD, for bothering me so much that you gave me the gift of fire. I feel like a caveman finally getting ready to eat my first steak dinner, and that's what my first match is going to be. And I got to tell you, I know who the competitor is because he won't leave me the hell alone. But nothing makes me happier than knowing that I'm going to be setting an example out of someone who, oddly enough, reminds me very much of myself, my first match in the FCL. But the weird thing is, he's in the same place as me. Two losers going back to back, where one will become the victor. At the end of the day, we're going to be 1-1. And John Knight, the collector, will be collecting his second loss.
And we are absolutely looking forward to seeing you dish out the movie Trivia Mayhem on John Knight, Mr. Furtado. Obviously, we've had both you and Mr. Knight on This Week in the FCL. Great guests, the both of you. Should be a heck of a match between you both. And now, with that out of the way, we know you're coming back in. You're fired up. You're ready to go. Let's talk about something on a little bit of a different note. Let's shift gears a bit. I don't want to give away your study habits, Mr. Furtado, nor your hair care tips, nor anything that might help your opponents when they're in the ring against you. So I won't ask what you're watching to study, and I won't ask what you were watching as you got ready to get into the FCL. But that fire, you said, handed down to man. That's what we all felt when we first saw that movie that set us off, that light that ignited a love and a joy in our hearts. So talk a little bit about the movies that make Andrew Furtado love movies.
First off, like a club banger, my DMs are open. And my DMs are my letterbox. My letterbox is public. Okay, so please look at what I watch. Study me. Because that means you're studying me instead of the movies. I don't hide what I watch. I'm very public about it. And the thing is, if you go on there, there's no organization. I watch what I want to watch when I want to watch it. If it's a musical, if it's a drama, if it's a comedy, if it's a horror, if it's a subgenre of a movie, I'm going to watch it. I can watch in one day a movie from 1940 to 2010 to a movie that takes place in 2040. You know, it doesn't matter. And because of that, there is no studying me. There is no benefit to knowing what I'm watching other than if you want like great movie tips. But the movies that really blew my mind when I was a kid and made me love film as much as I do. 1960s, The Apartment by Billy Wilder, starring Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine. If you've never seen it, I have a tattoo right there. The key to Apartment 2A. It's one of the best movies ever made. First dark comedy, black and white. It's absolutely stunning. But you'll never see it in the FCL. You know why? Too good.
I have to agree with you on that one. The Apartment, a brilliant piece of filmmaking. A lot of movies that people overlook, I find, when their viewing habits tend towards their own lifetimes. Feel free to head back, find some of those films that came out before you. There are some gems like that one, recommended by Mr. Furtado, and now by myself as well. Yeah. But we have movies, we have trivia, all of that is on your plate. And obviously, you've got a lot of talent, you've got a lot of a passion for the sport. But you've also got what I would like to call an inimitable style. Today you're a bit dressed down, but in your first match, you were sharp as a tack. Talk about what goes into the costuming. I'm sure William Bibbiani will be thrilled with this portion of the interview.
Oh, boy. I wear so much. I really do. Even now I have thousands of movie t-shirts. This is my movies at home club t-shirt from Super Yaki. I genuinely love going out there and finding any kind of t-shirts that speak my mind. I make my own t-shirts off tpublic.com. Like I love movie references, obscure movie references. And there's companies like Creepy Co. I don't know if you ever heard of Creepy Company out of Chicago. They make some incredible blue, button downs, button up, short sleeves, long sleeve. They really kill it out of the park. And that's what mainly what I've been repping the entire time in my tenure here at the FCL. I also wear a lot of Instagram recommended Roosevelts. Their clothes are uncomfortable, but they look great on camera.
What a ringing endorsement. No doubt a few Schmodown t-shirts in the mix as well.
Oh, never. Never. As soon as they decided not to take me, I burned every single one of them, just like the bridges that they burned with me. But those bridges, like the ones in my hometown, can be rebuilt. So we'll have to see now, won't we?
We will definitely see what's going to happen when you step up into that ring against Mr. John Knight. And we're going to see what you bring to the match. And of course, we're going to see how you decide to dress. It will be something uncomfortable that looks good on camera. Sounds like it might be, folks. So many things going on in the film universe out there. Now, outside of the FCL or Schmodown or any of that, what else do you do to engage your love of film? Are you a film Twitter person, a film YouTube person? Do you watch a lot of criticism or read a lot of articles? Or do you just love movies for what they are? You watch them, you may form your own opinion, and nobody else's matters because why would it?
Well, actually, true story. I moved to LA mainly because of work, but I found my home here at the repertory theaters, movie theaters like the New Beverly Cinema, the Once Upon a Time Cinefamily, the New Art. There's some incredible theaters out here playing some incredible stuff programmed by absolute tastemakers. Speaking of tastemakers, I've even got to program a few myself. And I genuinely feel like the theater experience is what I fell in love with when I was 16. I worked at a movie theater and I bumped myself up to a projectionist at 18 and I worked there until I was 21. I go home, I see movies. I don't visit family as fast as I go see the new whatever's playing at the old Megaplex. And that's kind of always been what's inspired me. And I now out here in LA, I work for in film restoration and I even edit. There's a poster over here for a movie that I edited was in 2014. And I genuinely find nothing more inspiring than going to see a movie in a theater, having popcorn, farts, and listening to the director tell you what inspired them. It helps broaden your mind, broaden your horizons, and it helps fill your belly with popcorn.
Oh, wow. That is impressive. I love that feeling. You really painted a picture there, Mr. Furtado. And I know we all have that love of movies. Speaking as a man who's been in quarantine for a year, the movie theaters in my town will not be open on my birthday. So I'll miss out on a regular tradition of spending the day watching films in the cinema. The only way, in my opinion, that they truly should be watched. Although, hey, I'll put one on at home every now and then.
Yeah.
But
I got fully immunized on Wednesday of the beginning of the May. And first thing I did, went to the theater, saw Scott Pilgrim and Dolby Vision with my wife. And there was something absolutely magical about being back in the theater and not having to worry about somebody coughing right next to you. Everyone was wearing masks. Everything was very clean. And knowing that my conscience was also clean felt fantastic. No home theater will ever beat a Dolby 7.1 sound mix ever.
There is certainly just a magic to it. For those of us who know it, it's indescribable. And some people, Mr. Furtado, might say similar things about you, a real magic to the way that you perform, whether it's cutting a promo on your poor, hapless foes. I look forward to seeing what you say to Mr. John Knight. Talking to the commish, Brad Gilmore, please give this man some respect, or just answering questions. You've been very impressive so far, and a real charismatic individual, one who I see as a missed opportunity for every manager in the draft. And well, at this time, Mr. Furtado, I want to thank you for joining me for all of my questions, but we have a few other questions for you, and I'm going to spring this on you and see if it's okay. We reached out to some of the fans of This Week in FCL, and we got some fan-submitted questions, and we're wondering if you could answer a few of those now.
Absolutely. You know, Andrew, you've been absolutely fantastic this entire time, treating me as a king. And you know, that's what the K in your last name should stand for. Andrew King, right there. And you've been nothing but fantastic. I know the FCL fan base and This Week in FCL fan base is full of nothing but great people who hopefully hit just as hard as the questions that you've asked me here today. So I would love to hear what they have to say.
All right, let me go ahead and pull those up for you now. We've just got a few for you. And I warn you, these might not be the easiest questions. Some people asking some hard-hitting stuff about the FCL. So let's just jump right into it. All right, so first we've got, this is from Marge from Kenosha. Kenosha, thank you so much for watching the show, Marge. Hey. And Marge asks, Mr. Furtado, loved you in the FCL. How are you going to, let me see here, there's a scroll. How are you going to make the managers in the Schmodown feel bad about not drafting you? What are you going to do to show them that they missed out?
I'm just going to win.
Thinking of me. Look at that.
I'm just going to win. I'm just, yeah, great minds think alike. Marge, that's all I can do is I can continue to be myself. And once I get through this hurdle of PLD and Brad, I will continue to win. I've figured nothing but success is what's going to keep my name above water, because as great as a personality is, if you don't have the skills to back it up, there is no hope for you. And as the FCL has proven, the first hurdle and the first test is management. So once I pass that hurdle, it's smooth sailing. I will, no doubt in my mind, that I will make attention come my way. I have a way of doing that.
All right. Fantastic.
Yep. That was that. That was that answer. That didn't mumble on too long, did it, Marge?
It's a lovely answer to our listener. Marge, obviously going to be thrilled with that. And here's another one. This is from Joe in New Mexico. He's asking, this is a bit embarrassing. I'm sorry, Mr. Furtado. He's just asking where he can get your contact information for autographs or memorabilia, that sort of thing. I'll go ahead and I'll skip on to the next one.
About that one, man. I'll take care of it. All
right. And we have another one here. This one, I don't put this on my die. All right. Let me go ahead and read this out to you. This one is one of my favorite movies, which I would recommend, is the 1999 drama Joe the King, starring Val Kilmer and Ethan Hawke, which had a working title of Joe the Emperor, or JTE for short. Have you seen it, and what did you make of it? This is from Keith. I'm sorry. That's this. Someone put this in my document, Mr. Furtado. Not necessary. You don't have to answer that. We'll move on to something else.
I'm sorry. Did you screen these?
I did, but it looks like somebody's been into my documents. I don't know how.
Keith, would you say it's Keith Cullif?
It's listed as a Keith K. I can only imagine one person who would do this to me. Yes.
Yeah. No, that's so nice of you, Keith. Thank you so much for listening. Is there an unsubscribe button for a host? Can they do that? No. Thank you so much, Keith, for your hard-hitting question. Please, next one. We'll just move on.
It's, you know what? I'm feeling soiled on the whole thing. So let's just skip right on over that, and we'll get to it, and we'll go to the end of this, and we'll get things sorted out. Mr. Furtado, I again apologize. You've been so gracious with your time. It's been a lovely conversation so far. So let's get back into it, and let's just ask you one final question, one very important question. Mr. Furtado, right now, if you were standing in a room with your next opponent, Mr. John Knight, with the commissioner of the FCL, Brad Gilmore, and you had just one thing you could say to them, what would that be right now?
Bring it. but if you're going to bring it, let's play fair. I don't want PLD writing the questions. I don't like him. He doesn't like me, and it's been clear. I don't want Kevin Smith questions. I want a redo. I want a, this match that I had with Brian Adams, or whatever his name is, Robert Evans, Samuel McDreamy, or whatever his name is, and his little twin brother. That match didn't count. Just as his first match didn't count, mine didn't either, because it wasn't a fair thing. It wasn't fair. It wasn't programmed properly. The fact that it was live and they tried to slander my name by throwing questions under the bus and handing this match to Robert Adams, like, that didn't happen. This is my first match. And you're going to see that it is my first win when it happens.
Well, I'm a fan of a little show, a reality show on TV. I won't tell you which one it is, but I will say that a piece of advice that competitors on this show often get is play your first season like it's your second season. Know what you're getting into and play as hard as you can. And that's good advice in movie trivia as well. It sounds like you, Mr. Furtado, are prepared. You're fired up for this, your first match, and you want to have the league play fair. A very important
question. That's all I want. Is that hard? Is that a bad thing to ask for a little impartial judgmanship? Is there anything wrong with having someone like, I don't know, not care who's playing? Is there anything about, judging and studying the players and then giving them questions that are absolutely going to throw them off and then giving their opponent something like an entire Kevin Smith category followed by another Kevin Smith category? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Call me crazy. I just want some fairness. That's all I want.
Well, that is Mr. Furtado with a request, and it's a simple one. Stop harassing your competitors.
Stop
doing it to them, because it's not fair. He wants to get that message across. He was treated badly in his first match, and in his second match, you're going to see a new competitor, fired up competitor, Mr. Furtado. A few little hiccups aside, I've got to say, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and I want to thank you again for taking this valuable time to sit down with me.
Absolutely. And don't worry, in my next match, I will be 100% dressed as Andrew, you are right there, to the nines, my friend.
I had to dress my best for a guest of your caliber, Mr. Furtado. Thank you once again. Where can everybody find you online?
Yep, you can find me on Twitter at Andrew Furtado, and Letterboxd, Instagram, it's all the same thing. I think if you really want to follow me on Letterboxd, I think that's the best way to go, just because I love going on there. I'll follow pretty much anyone because I love seeing what people are watching and just learning about movies that way, because, you know, no amount of press is as important as the word of mouth, in my opinion. And if I don't know about a movie and you say it's great, I'll give it a shot. I got time.
A true lover of films, a true competitor, and we're going to see a lot more of him. Of that, I have absolutely no doubt. Thank you again, Mr. Furtado. I am Andrew the Elk Kelk, also known now as Andrew the King, because I do wear my crown of antlers. Thank you for that, Mr. Furtado. And thank you, viewers, for tuning into this special report from This Week in the FCL. Follow us at This Week FCL. You can follow me at Kelk Andrew on Twitter. That's K-E-L-K Andrew. And of course, like, subscribe, do all those other things, and check it out when the FCL drops again. I can't wait for that next matchup, because you know who's going to take it to his opponent. Thank you once again, Mr. Furtado, and I'll see you all next time on This Week in the FCL.
Don't forget to unfollow Keith.